with this KLEM Sports Update. For this Monday, September 18th, I'm Daniel Versteg. Let's take a look at the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page for a busy weekend of high school action around the area. We'll first recap the football action from Friday night, September 15th, of course. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. Class 8 player District 1 action. This game was called at halftime due to lightning, but number 5 Remsen St. Mary's still prevailed, a 12-7 winner over Boyer Valley when that game was called. Harris Lake Park beat Newell Fonda in a non-district contest, 26-18. Arweva rolled over West Harrison, 75-18, and Woodbine took it to Siouxland Christian, 78-32. In Class A District 1, we had the broadcast of number 4 Woodbury Central and Galen Catholic. It was the Wildcats taking down the Jays 43-14. Cole McCarty did have a rushing and passing touchdown in the loss. Cale Pearson, 27 carries and 124 yards for the Jays. Akron Westfield, they defeated Hartley Melvin Sanborn in a weather-shortened game as well, 36-8. Leighton Cook was perfect and then some. He went 10 for 10 passing with 280 passing yards. He threw for 5 touchdowns in the win. Not bad for just a half a football as well. Tatum Wilkin had 2 catches, 127 yards, and both of those catches were for touchdowns. He also had an interception on defense. Ian Blau led the way with 6 tackles on defense as Akron Westfield remains unbeaten in district play. MMCRU, it took till almost midnight, but they were able to beat South O'Brien on Friday, 48-20. Jonah Peterson had another great day throwing the football, 13 of 18 for 152 yards, 2 scores. Oh, by the way, he can run a little bit as well. 8 carries for 130 rushing yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Brayson Mulder eclipsed 100 yards, 16 carries, 109 yards, and a score. Jace Collins, 6 catches, 49 yards, 2 touchdowns. Caden Steffen had 6.5 tackles and 1.5 tackles for loss. Kyler Bork had a 38-yard pick 6. MMCRU, after winning 3 games last year and never winning 3 games in this whole grade sharing agreement era, has now won 3 games in the district. They're 3-0. And keep in mind, no team that won 3 games in district play in Class A last year missed the playoffs. So MMCRU is well on their way to that. Sibley Ogeden rolled over Alta Aurelia, also in Class A District 1, by a final of 42-6. In Class A District 8, it was Kingsley Pearson River Valley, 47-29 winners over St. Albert. It was the Bo Goodwin show, as it has been for quite a while this year. He went 12 of 27 passing, 256 yards and a passing touchdown. He also carried the ball on the ground 14 times for 160 rushing yards, 4 rushing touchdowns. That not good enough for you? We'll keep going. He had 14 tackles on defense. He had a sack, a fumble recovery. Still not good, huh? Well, he made 5 of his 7 point after tries as well. Of course, it wasn't just Bo Goodwin. There's 10 other players on the field. Brady Collin had 14 carries, 76 yards, and 2 scores on the ground. Kevin Wright, 5 catches, 103 yards, and a receiving touchdown. Tyler Cook, 5.5 tackles, 2 tackles for loss. Other scores in District 8, Tri-Center shut out Westwood 24-0, and Logan Magnolia shut out West Monona 40-0. In Class 1A District 1, 1A and 2A started district play last week. Well, and Hinton started off the district 1-0, a 12-8 victory over Ridgeview. Gabe Anderson had 20 carries on the ground, 91 yards, 2 scores. He also had 7 tackles on defense. Jacob Bishop recorded a sack with 3 tackles as the Blackhawks moved to 1-0 in the district. OABCIG won the Alphabet Soup Bowl over MVAOCOU 55-2. West Sioux, they narrowly skitter by Lawton Bronson 30-29. To some non-district games, the final non-district games in Class 4A District 1. MOC Floyd Valley pulled off the upset over 4th-ranked Lamar's 18-13 here at Jim Lorenzen Field in town. Evan Jalis, he was all over the place on defense with 11 tackles. Mark Moten, 7.5 tackles. He had 1 tackle for loss, but the biggest problem was Lamar's could not sustain drives. MOC Floyd Valley ran 84 offensive plays. Lamar's ran just 31. That is quite the disparity in play calling and time of possession and just flat-out opportunities to score the football. Number 8-ranked Glenwood, they doubled up Dennis and Schleswig, 28-14. Sioux Center beat Spencer, 35-14. Fort Dodge beat Waterloo East, 45-27, and Storm Lake took down Perry, 56-31. to some other games around Northwest Iowa, not necessarily involving Plymouth County schools. In Class 2A District 1, third-ranked West Lyon beat Unity Christian 35-0. Fourth-ranked Western Christian won the ranked matchup over sixth-ranked Cherokee 28-21. And this contest didn't get kicked off until about 10 o'clock on Friday, but second-ranked Central Lyon George Little Rock beat Sheldon 47-14. To Class 3A District 1, also the final non-district games of the year in 3A. Fourth-ranked Creston beat Carroll 50-21. Seventh-ranked Harlan over Sergeant Bluff Luton 42-6. And Algona took down Boyden Hall Rock Valley 53-20. And finally, a 5A game of note, Sioux City East won an overtime thriller over Sioux City North 26-23. All those football scores can be found on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page, as can these volleyball results from Saturday. We had four tournaments around the area that involved some Plymouth County volleyball teams. So let's take a look at those. The CYO tournament featuring two Plymouth County teams, as Remsen St. Mary's and Galen Catholic went down to Sioux City to compete in that annual tournament. The Jays and Hawks both had a tough time with 8th-ranked Kemper Catholic. The Knights were runners-up at the CYO tournament. Galen fell in two sets, so did Remsen St. Mary's. Against Bishop Garrigan, both teams were able to bounce back with wins. Galen Catholic won theirs by identical set scores of 21-14 over the Golden Bears, and Remsen St. Mary's won 21-12 and 21-10 over Bishop Garrigan. Then Bishop Heelan, they beat both Remsen St. Mary's and Galen Catholic in two sets. The Hawks won the matchup over Galen Catholic at the CYO tournament. That took two sets to one. Hawks got the first, 21-14. Galen gets the second, 21-18, and Remsen St. Mary's gets the better in set three, 15-12. Against St. Edmund, Galen Catholic had to go three sets with the Gales, losing the second but winning the third, 15-13. Remsen St. Mary's won it two sets to none over St. Edmund, 21-13, 21-18. So Remsen St. Mary's won three matches on the day. They go 3-2. Galen Catholic went 2-3 at the CYO tournament. Bishop Heelan won the tournament with a victory over Kemper Catholic, 2-0. At the Cherokee tournament, Lamar's Community taking part, and they were in a tough pool in their tournament. They were able to beat Sioux City West, but fell to Sheldon 2-0, and they fell to 6th-ranked Cherokee as well. Then in the tournament, they had a tough matchup with 5th-ranked Boyden Hall. They dropped that one 2-0, 21-14, 21-15, so Lamar's goes 1-3 at the Cherokee tournament. At the OABCIG tournament, Kingsley Pearson had a good day. 2-0 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard and a 2-1 win over AHSTW, but then got swept in two sets by OABCIG. And finally, at the West Sioux tournament, Akron Westfield goes 2-1 on the day. A 2-0 win on Saturday over Woodbury Central, 21-11, 21-15. They fell to Rock Valley 2-0 and won a 3-set contest to avenge their conference loss to George Little Rock. A 2-1 win for the Westerners, losing the first 15-21, but bouncing back, winning the second 21-15 and the third 15-7. We've got all those scores from those tournaments, as well as some other conference scores that might be of interest to you. You can find those on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Also on Saturday, some college football around the area. In Great Plains Athletic Conference football, top-ranked Northwestern College defeated Doane 51-7. It was third-ranked Morningside beating Mount Marty 47-17. And how about Galen Catholic alum Tyrell Klein on the defensive line for Mount Marty? He had three tackles as Lancers dropped their contest to third-ranked team in the country. 19th-ranked Dort, they rolled over Concordia at home 38-7. Hastings won a late contest over Jamestown 17-10. And Dakota Wesleyan, they came from behind to beat Midland 33-32. In Division I college football, 25th-ranked Iowa, they eclipsed 25 points for the first time this year as they beat Western Michigan 41-10. Ohio stunned Iowa State in a group of five over Power Five matchup, 10-7 Bobcat winner at home over the Cyclones. Nebraska beat Northern Illinois 35-11. It was South Dakota over Lamar 35-6. Northern Iowa beat Idaho State 41-17. And top-ranked South Dakota State in Target Field, they beat Drake in a thumping by a final of 70-7 in college football on Saturday. Now, briefly taking a look at the cross-country schedule for today. That's the only sporting events we have. Akron Westfield heads across the border. They'll be participating in the Alcester Hudson meet. And Hinton and MMCRU, they head up north for a meet hosted by Hartley Melbourne Sanborn. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website at KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Monday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.